Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 265 of the All Moves Podcast. Welcome to the show, fam. Before we get started, head over to anthonymanaya.com and sign up to my daily awareness email list. Again, that's anthonymanaya.com and sign up to my daily awareness email list. It's going to help you improve the overall quality of your life. And it's going to be some inspiration, some motivation, some mindset, some perspective changes, a boost in your energy. Trust me, fam, I've gotten great feedback from the exclusive content that I've been posting in those emails, right? So straight to your inbox, sign up to that family. And also you'll get updated on new merch when the podcast drops, new videos, and when my book is coming out. This is exciting times, fam. So again, anthonymanaya.com. And with that being said, I'm inspired for this episode, fam. I'm so inspired. Right now it's raining. It's it's been raining all week, thunderstorming to the point where here in beautiful South Florida is literally underwater. Fort Lauderdale is literally underwater in some places. There's floods. The airport, Fort Lauderdale Airport, is flooded. Even driving home from doing boxing last night, I posted a little video on my Instagram where my car was like, I was like, oh, hey, in my new boat. And it was just me and my car. And as the car's passing by me right next to me, you know, the water was going on top of my car and flowing all over, like flying all over the place. I'm like, man, this is crazy. Overall, I'm doing well. The area I'm in is well. And my point of saying all this is the rain, the thunderstorm, and when it's hitting the windows and the sound of the rain, for some reason this tropical vibe is inspiring me in some way. It's stimulating the mind. The noise is flowing and my brain is getting inspired with just topics, video topics and book ideas, like, right, you know, when I say book ideas, but you know, writing from like the content for my book. And you know, just so much is going through the brain right now. And I'm so inspired that as I record this, it's 2:10 in the morning. It's 2 a.m., fam. I'm recording this at 2 a.m. The work never stops, and the work is never work when you love what you do. But the reason why I'm saying all this, me being inspired, is the idea of being a true professional is something that's been consuming my mind lately. Being a true professional, what does this mean? Now, do I mean that, hey, hi, my name is Anthony, and today we're going to talk about certain things that's going to allow you to take your life to the next level. In order to do so, we're going to have to, number one, your 5 steps to success. Number one is make sure you get great quality sleep and make sure that you attend all your, come on, you know what I'm saying? This is not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. When I mean by professional, I mean being great at what you do. I mean showing up on time. I mean being the best version of you, what does that even mean? Because that's thrown around all over the place. That means taking care of your health, not because you want to check off the box, but taking care of your health because it's who you are and what you do. You know, during times of struggle, you show up as a professional. When something goes wrong in your life, you show up as a professional. When everything around you seems like it's crumbling and things are going, you don't ever show up sloppy, fam. You show up. You fix your posture. You keep your head up high. You show up with focus. You show up with intention. You show up with all in energy, forward movement. This is what I talk about. This is what I mean by a true professional, right? It doesn't matter about, you know, how you speak. You could be like me from the Bronx and have an accent, and you can talk how I talk, right? You can say whatever words you want to say, whatever it is. What I'm saying is how you show up for yourself. The level of energy, the level of self-respect that you have. And we're talking about high self-respect. High levels of energy. And even if you're tired and, you know, you're depleted and there's a lot going on, yes, you embrace that. I'm tired. Fine. Okay, fine. I'm tired. This is the reality of it. This is the truth. Today, I have very low energy. Well, we still show up as a professional, right? We do what we can with the energy that we have. Is it a struggle? Is it tough? Is it difficult? The answer is yes, of course. It's difficult, of course. Doing anything in your life, being alive is hard, of course. But we show up because it's who we are. We show up because it's who we are and what we do. You're a professional. That's what it means. You're all in. This is the it life, right? This is you being an it versus you being a not it. You being it is saying, I'm showing up regardless, moment to moment. I'm showing up. I show up as a professional. Now, this is something that's very difficult for people, right? Because they're so used to living in conflict. They're so used to doing things out of checking off the boxes, or they're so used to doing things because it looks good, or they heard it in the book, or you have to take care of your body and mind. These are the things you have to do to take care of your life. So then they follow that. Okay, cool. But then what? Right? Who they are is in conflict with what they need to do. This is somebody that's not truly a professional. This is somebody who's pretending to be a professional, right? They're pretending to show up. They're pretending to be competent. They're pretending to be someone they're not. I got to pretend. I got to show up. I got to go to the gym, do very little work, but the fact that I went is still a check on my to-do list, right? I scratched it off. I went to the gym, but when you're there, how are you working out? The moment-to-moment stuff, right? From how you wake up, the moment your eyes open, how do you think? What are you thinking about? Is this your overall religion? Is this how you see the world? Is this your frame of mind? Is this your mindset, your mentality, right? Are you living this life? Is this you? Or is this you pretending, right? You wake up with the victim mentality and then you have to force yourself to stay on track. It's like, no, change your perspective and that victim mentality is gone. See, you have people struggling with things that they don't even understand. See, a true professional understands what they struggle with. A true professional understands their fears, not run away from them. A true professional understands that with every solution, comes a whole new set of problems. With every end, there's a new beginning, right? This is what one understands. Now, does it mean that nothing bothers you, nothing phases you? No, this doesn't mean that. This doesn't mean that nothing, you can walk around, you know, just being mentally bulletproof. We're talking about when these things happened, when they happen to you, you're not surprised. You immediately go to what's the next best move? What's the next move? What's the next move to make? What do I do? Right? Now, most people spend time on the reaction and not the response. See, a true professional says, okay, where I'm at right now, I'm getting the results I'm getting for a reason. I'm getting the results I deserve. Now, in order to get to the next level, in order to get to, you know, get a different result, first, number one, I must learn from my mistakes, which means there are no mistakes. It's just we say mistakes so you can, I say the word mistake so you can understand what I'm saying. But what I really mean is that you've made moves with your level of awareness, right? You've made moves with your level of awareness up to that point. There's something that you did not know or did not see. You got the result that you didn't want, rightfully so. You got the result that you deserve. Now that result now is feedback, is education for you to now say, okay, now that I see this, okay, I'm going to take this and now I've just grown with every failure, with every setback. I just grown. I did not know something. I got a result I didn't want. It stung. It hurt. It was unfortunate. Oh, man, whatever you want to say, right? But it's the result that you deserve. And because it's growth, you should be glad and thankful that it happened. A true professional is thankful for their problems. They're thankful for it because they know without it, there's no growth. There's so many people who are scared to fail. There's so many people who are afraid to take action. There's so many people who want to play it so safe. They limit themselves. They don't go after anything. They don't bet on themselves. They do nothing about their situation. And then they find themselves very afraid of just life itself, right? They have a limited perspective on life. They can't make a move. They can't bet on themselves. They're so conditioned. They're so stuck. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared to do it. It's like because they just don't do anything that has some type of risk, right? Which, again, look, every moment's a new moment. You don't know what's going to happen in your life. If you drive, you're taking a risk. If you fly on a plane, you're taking a risk. You know, if you step outside, period, you're taking a risk. Now, one doesn't see that. They don't think that. So they do it confidently. They do it with, they're willing to take that risk, right? But even in that, there's so much fear. There's so much like limitations that people have. It just depends. The one who wants to play it safe has an inaccurate outlook on life. They did not see the fears for themselves. Again, a true professional understands all of this. So it's high level of awareness. It's understanding that the human mind is built for so much more. The human mind is so powerful. The human mind, if it's man-made, it can be understood. If it's man-made, it can be understood, right? And even in things that are not man-made, we can observe the entire process and watch it forever. And in the process of watching something forever without an end, you watch it, you learn so much about the process. You learn so much about whatever it is you're observing forever. And what I'm saying is, what if you observed yourself forever? What if you observed the process forever? Observe everything and you just watch things play out. You made adjustments along the way. You course correct, you solve certain problems. What would life look like? Again, true professional understands this. They know, okay, what got me here may not get me to the next level, so I need to learn. The brain is like a sponge. You can learn. Anything man-made can be understood. So when you start reading books, you read books on things that you, hey, I need help with this or better understanding of this. You don't just read books just to consume. You don't listen to podcasts just to consume. You don't do things just to be, Also, check this. This is very powerful right here. And if you're taking notes, write this down. A true professional knows who to listen to. A true professional filters and watches and make sure that they are aligned with the people who are speaking, right? Who am I listening to? What is the foundation of the information? So if you don't have a foundation of the information you listen to, and you're just taking on all these this different types of information without any, you're not filtering it, or you don't have any certain foundation or any structure in it, you're just consuming and thinking everything is true, then you're just confused, right? Because for every Anthony Minaya podcast that drops, there's billions of episodes being dropped on the same day, right? So now, how many of those podcasts are you listening to? How many of those podcasts you're listening to, those episodes you're downloading? You know, you're jumping on YouTube video after YouTube video after YouTube video. You have people saying things that are totally different. What I'm asking you is, for you, it's like, okay, what is the foundation of the information? Is it truth? Is it clarity? Is it awareness? Right? Are you listening to understand? Are you just accepting everything as truth? So it's like, how are you listening? How are you reading? A true professional understands that. This is big. This is big because you can literally be curious and read different topics that go against each other and never choose a side, right? You can look at everything and be above it all. You don't have to choose a side. You can say, okay, this is what this side is saying, and that's what that side is saying, and this is why they're in battle and conflict with each other. Okay, cool. You don't have to choose a side there. But many people say, oh, this side, okay, this side. They want something to believe in. They want something to follow. They want something to consume. So, again, be a true professional. You observe the information. You see it for yourself. You allow it to play out. What makes sense? What's going to get me the results that I want? Right? How does it make me feel? What is this saying? What is this? What is the priority? Which direction am I going? Like, these are the things I'm talking about, fam. It's paying attention of this entire thing, your life. Look at the people around you. True professional observes and understands. Check this. True professional understands that they are the average total of the people they hang out with the most, right? So if you hang out with anybody long enough, it will directly impact you in some way, especially if you're not holding your frame, especially if you're not holding, you know, your mentality, and you don't have a solid foundation. If you don't look in the mirror and understand yourself, if you're jumping into every single, you know, in every single environment and you're losing yourself and you're accepting everything as truth, it's like, whoa, you're out of it, right? You're being pulled in multiple directions all the time. So understanding that every conversation matters, understanding that every environment you're in has an impact. You stay there long enough, it will impact you. You will get consumed in it. You'll be talking like the people you hang out with the most. So you are who you hang around with. You will become who you hang around with. So paying attention to that, not prioritizing the comfort. Check this. People prioritize the comfort, and they don't know the value. Man, they don't see how slowly the mind is dying, how slowly the energy is being taken away, how slowly mentally and physically one is dying being around these environments, because they value a certain comfort, a certain thing that allows them to, whatever, certain instant gratification of some kind or pleasure. They don't value that, man. If you saw and you knew, if you actually saw what is happening, if you can see it within your body and your mind, if you can actually see that every conversation you have and every person you hang around and all these things, how much it impacts you, I don't think people would do it, right? Because they'll wake up in the morning, they'll have they'll hang out with people, right? With certain people who are not it, certain people who are not going in the direction that they're going, right? And so they'll have a great night. Oh, this is what I'm doing. Then they'll wake up in the morning. Oh, I'm not feeling good. My mindset's not in the right place. I don't know what's going on. Why am I so confused? Why I don't feel right? It's like, man, you know, like, every time you come from that environment, you feel like this every time in the morning when you wake up. There's something there, right? But, you know, I say that, and that's something that you just need to observe within yourself. I say this, it's very clear to me, but then it's like, what do I do? Do I do this? And then I want this. Again, it's a thing where it's like, it's a balance thing going on now. It's like, I'll feel like this, you know, once a week, and then the rest of the week I'll feel like that. It's like, okay, what do you want? It all comes down to, what do you want? What do you want? Again, a true professional knows what they want. This is what I mean, fam, being a professional. You understand what I'm saying? Being a professional, showing up for yourself, sharpening up your skills, taking care of your body and mind, taking care of the health of your clothes, the health of your environment, the health in just your space, right? Cleaning up your space, clean up your space. Look at your nails right now. Is there dirt under the fingernails? Is this chip nails? Like, how's your nails looking right now? What's it looking like? Like, are you freshy, right? Like, let's look at everything, fam. Let's just look at everything. Don't ignore the details. Being a professional is overall. And I'm using this word super out of context, that it's not the, you know, the definition of the word that I'm saying. I'm using it in a way as somebody who just shows up for themselves in all areas of their life. They show up. How you do anything is how you do everything. So the way you show up in one area of life, you will show up in all areas of life. So if you look at the consistency of what's been happening in your life, if you look at it, fam, you've been very consistent. Even in not doing, there's consistency in not doing. So we have to step our game up and stop accepting mediocrity. Stop accepting the loser's mentality. Stop accepting the disrespect that you give yourself. And this shouldn't be something that you're in conflict. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to wake up and do this. It's like finding it, you know, a lot of it, fam, a lot of it does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. With a change in perspective, true change, if you look at yourself and say, hey man, like, let's look at it, you know, what are we really saying here on this podcast? What are we really saying? We're talking about you doing what's best for you. We're talking about you prioritizing the solution. We're talking about you breaking away from your deep levels of conditioning. What are we talking about? We're talking about cleaning up your space, cleaning up that baggage you have, and overcoming those problems, understanding your fears. What are we talking about? Not being lazy. What are we talking about, fam? You get my point? What are we saying? What are we saying here? This stuff right here should inspire you into action. This stuff right here shouldn't be a pro. Oh, I gotta do this. Oh, I gotta do that. It's like, you see it as work. You see doing what's best for you as work. When doing what's best for you should be a way of life. It's a philosophy. It's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. It's a mentality. It's how you do everything. You're pulling up and, yeah, I'm it. That's it. I'm it. I'm it. I show up because this is who I am. This is what I'm about. I'm a true professional in everything. Okay, I don't know this. It's fine. I don't know this yet. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to understand it. I'm going to see it. Okay, I'm going to understand the psychology of the game. And I'm going to figure it out. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to figure it out. I'm not going to allow the fears to take over. I'm going to see it for myself. This is the mindset of a true professional. This is a mindset of someone who's not just going to allow life to happen to them. They take control over life. They take control over it. And now, look, man, if this is not a way of life for you, if you don't see if this process for you is not pleasurable, if this process for you is not something that you have a strong desire for, then it's going to feel like work every day. Every time you wake up, you're dragging out of bed, you know? And then you're prioritizing things that don't actually matter. You're prioritizing things that bring conflict into your life more. And then you're just confused. Then now you go on this rabbit hole, prioritizing things, doing things just for profit, doing things just to get what you want, not speaking the truth, right? Not honoring your word, not taking care of yourself. It's like, man, then you start creating your own problems. You create your own cage. You create your own limitations. And then you wonder why you feel the way you do when the results are all rightfully so. It's all rightfully so, and it all makes sense. So take control of your life, man. Be willing to take risk. Be willing to take risks. You can do it. You can really make things happen. You can really, really make a change. You can really do things differently in life. You can really overcome whatever it is you're going through right now. That's for real. You can change your life, fam. That's for real. Whatever it is you want to achieve, you can achieve it now. That's for real. Whatever number and whatever income you want to make, you can make that. Whatever's happening with your health, you can overcome that. What's the percentage? Oh, there's 5% chance, 1% chance. Great. Let's go for it. I'm that 1%. I'm that 5% in anything. Oh, 99% of businesses fail, or whatever the statistic is, within their first year or 2 years. Yeah, I'm the 1% that's going to make it happen. I'm the 1% that's going to show up. I'm the 1% in all areas of life. Be the 1% in all areas of life. The 1% is a mentality. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. So be that. Show up. Show up, man. Show up. Keep your head up high when you show up. Keep your head up high when you fail. Keep your head up high when you lose. Keep your head up high when things are not going your way. This is what I mean. Be a professional. Still dress fresh. Still dress fly. Still show up and be like, yeah, I'm losing right now. Yeah, things are not going my way. But you know what? I have the energy, the focus, the drive to figure it out and to make it happen, to overcome this. I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm a professional. I do things and I honor my word. I see things play out, right? I say it, I'm going to do it. I say it and I'm going to do it. I see it play out to the end. That's what I'm talking about, fam. Come on, family, right now, as I record this, 2:30 a.m. in the morning, energy's through the roof. Raining outside, and it's a beautiful experience right now, right? A lot of work that needs to be done. Got to be up early in the morning. Got to wake up. Got to work out. Got to go fighting. Got so much things to do. So much things. But you know what? I show up and say, what else am I going to do? I'm alive. I'd rather be alive than be dead and stare at a wall, right? Be dull, searching for dopamine hits. Because my life is so boring, right? Searching for this dopamine hit, consuming YouTube videos all day, sitting around chasing these girls all day. Oh, I gotta chase this girl, chasing this guy, playing games with this guy because I want attention. It's like, come on, man, you playing this game. Those are games that you're playing because out of boredom, out of nothing going on. Come on, fam. Come on, create something in this world. Provide value. Show up for yourself. This is what I'm talking about. This is the mentality you need to have. You want to win. You want to grow. You want to succeed. You want to live a meaningful existence. You want love. You want to live with passion. You got to show up every moment. It has to be a way of life. Can't be conflict. You can't secretly have a loser's mentality and hope to be a winner and do winner things. Okay, yeah, I'm a winner. And I'm going to show up at 4 a.m. in the morning every day because that's what winners do. And then secretly inside, you're like, oh, I don't want to show up. I don't want to do this. It's like, oh, yeah, I get it. There's days you're not going to want to do it out of physically, mentally. You're exhausted. Yes, I get it. There's a battle there. But overall, fam, your overall outlook on everything, your overall perspective is you want to show up. This is what you want to do. And it's moment to moment. It's right now, this second, as I record this, 2:30 a.m. in the morning. This is what I'm talking about. It's right now. It's never too late. It's never too early. It's never too fucking difficult. If it's man-made, it can be understood. And if it's not man-made, you must observe the process without conclusion and continue to observe and take notes and watch it play out and adapt and adjust and question yourself and challenge yourself. These are the things I'm talking about, fam. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But let's say tomorrow doesn't come. Can you say today, today, right now is your last day, your final day. Can you say, I gave it my all? Can you say, today, I gave it my all. I left it all. I went all in, left it all on the table. Can you actually say that? 99.9% people can't say that. If I don't make it till tomorrow, I can die today knowing that I gave every minute of my life, I gave it to something I wanted to give it to, and I gave everything into my conversations. I gave everything into the work I put in. I gave everything into the studying I do. I gave everything into in this video right now. Right now, if this is my last video right now, I gave my all to this video because I know the people who watching, if this is my last shit and I'm done and I'm dead, right? This is my last thing. You will remember me as someone who decided to go all in at everything I did.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 265 of the All Moves podcast. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions, and these questions are just for you to, it's just to stimulate your mind. It's to get you to think about certain things so you can go ahead and start changing things up within yourself. And how are these things impacting your life on the day to day? So I'm going to ask you these questions and really take them serious and really think about it. Really, really think about it. And I don't have these written down, so they're just in my mind. Anything I can think of, I'm just going to just say it. How are you? Truly, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you financially? You know, how much money is in your bank account? What's your credit score looking like? How much cash you got on you right now? How much money you make a month? How are your relationships? How's your mom doing? Have you checked in on her? Have you called your mom if she's around? Have you called your dad? How's your dad doing? How's your parents? If they're alive, do you ignore their calls? Are you grateful for them? You know how many people wish their parents were around right now? And then you get upset when they call or when they talk to you, when they say something to you. It's like, hey, you know, there's some people that wish their parents were around. How's your brother? How's your sister? How's your cousins? How's your family, period? Did you get too comfortable? Are you too comfortable? Are you complacent? Do you put your feet up even when you're not winning? Are you escaping your problems? How's your mental health? How's your mental health in a real way? Are you looking for temporary pleasures to help escape your problems? Or are you looking for the solution so you can have true transformation? What book are you reading? How many books you've read last year? How many books you read this year? How's your room? Is your room clean? Look at your floor. Look at your car. Is your car clean? How's your hair? You got freshy haircut? Do you got a haircut? Or does it look all sloppy and you haven't washed it in days? How's your breath? Does your breath stink? I just got to ask. Does your breath stink? How's the quality of your clothes? The health of your clothes. Meaning, does it have holes and stains and all this extra stuff on it? Or is it healthy, right? Is it fresh to the point that when you put it on, it makes you feel good, right? Because when you feel good, you do good. And it's not all about feeling good, but when you feel good, you do good, right? Who are the people you are hanging around? Who's that friend, that best friend you call best friend? Who is that person? Who are they? Do you really know them? Do you really care about them? Or you're just using them just for some type of companionship, for some type of connection so you won't be lonely? What is your relationships like with people, right? The people around you, do they inspire you? Do they drain you? Do they discourage you? What time you wake up in the morning? You waking up early? You wake up late? Are you passionate about that job? Do you even have a job? How's your business? Is your business growing? Are you making adjustments of any kind? Are you adjusting? Do you complain? Do you play the victim mentality? Do you say, why me? Why me? Do you look for reasons to why you can't versus reasons to why you can? Are you wasting energy? Are you investing time in things that drain you, that are pleasurable for the moment, but mean nothing long term, outside of misery? Again, you are, if you're chasing temporary pleasure, it leads to long-term misery. When was the last time you checked your blood work? How's your blood doing? Is everything updated? Your taxes, your IDs, your invoices, your spreadsheets. Is it updated? What foods are you eating? Do you eat fast food? Are you meal prepping? Are you researching quality foods to eat? Do you eat out often? These are things to think about. What consumes you? What consumes your mind? What do you care about? What consumes you so much that it just takes most of it, of the space? What problems have you not addressed? What mountain are you climbing? Meaning, what's your purpose? Do you have a purpose? What's your purpose? Why are you on this planet? And if you don't know, it's your responsibility to create the reason why. What value do you bring to this world? Which is the most important question. What value do you bring to this world? Do you know? Have you applied to those jobs that you say you wanted? Why haven't you started that business? You've been talking about it. You've been talking about all this stuff that you wanted to do, and you haven't done it yet. You say there's so much you want to do, right? So much I want to do. And yet you haven't taken the first step. And if you have taken the first step, you haven't taken the second step. You allow momentum to die. And the question is why? These are things to think about, family. Again, I just threw out anything that came to mind. There's a lot more, right? Is your bed made? Did you brush your teeth? I'm just asking you questions to stimulate your mind in some way where if you can take 2 seconds to think about it without judgment, without reaction, just actually think about it, you start to see things about yourself and start to say, okay, maybe I should start taking action on some things. Because for most people, they stay the same. They look to stay the same. They fight hard to stay the same. And they allow time to pass them by. They allow days to just roll on, right? Just continues. Days just continue and without making any real changes, without ever addressing the root cause, without ever taking themselves seriously. See, this is what it means to be a professional, fam. It's understanding everything that I'm telling you, not making the excuses, not being stuck in a pattern and then complaining about the results, not being afraid to bet on yourself. This is everything, man. Then you have people looking to looking for relationships. It's like, what value do you bring in a relationship? Like, you have dudes wanting to, oh, I want this girl, and I've been hanging out with this one girl, and then you have mad problems. You have so much problems going on in your life, and then you're going to invite a woman into your life with all these problems? You have so much problems, and you're inviting a woman into your life with all these problems that you haven't addressed. You have women who are like, oh, I want a solid man. I want a high quality man in my life. And yet, you won't even know what to do with it if it came into your life to begin with. You won't even know what to do with a solid man. You won't even know what to do with a solid partnership. You won't even know what to do with a solid circle. Because you have to focus on yourself. You have to address the problems in the mind. You have to address yourself, understand yourself. Be a professional. That's how you attract other professionals, right? But all this thing, oh man, I can't find the good guys. I can't find this. I can't find that. And you see the people who are saying this. It's like, man, you don't even have your life together. Your mindset's whack. Your body's whack. Your attitude's whack. Everything's just whack, period. It's just all whack, right? But being whack is not permanent. When I say it's all whack, it's not permanent. When I say everything is whack, this is me saying that right now, it's just not it right now. There's a lot going on right now. Again, what value do you provide? What do you bring to the table? This is something to think about, you know? It's like saying, okay, I want to make more money in my business. And then you see the people who are saying this. Okay, I want to make more money. I just don't understand. Just tell me the strategies for business. And I wish this podcast was more strategic and letting me know. It's like, man, but you ain't even the person to do it. so many ways to make money in this world, so many ways to build a business, so many ways to make moves, so many ways to create. It's like you're not even the person to do it. Because again, there's characteristics, there's foundation, there's mindset, there's all these, your perspective is just off. As a matter of fact, not even off. Your perspective, it's not where it needs to be in order to get the result that you say you want. And we're talking about all areas of life. So what about your perspective has to change in order to get a different result? Instead of feeling sad about it, instead of being mad about it, instead of getting offended, just make the changes, fam. Be willing to put an end to how you see and do things, if how you see and do things is getting you a result that you continue to complain about and you continue to not want. You love the process and how you think and how you see things and how you respond to things and how you react to things, but you don't like the results of it. So what it's going to take is a change in the process in order to have a change in the results, right? Now, like I said before, many times before, is that a true professional looks at the process as the end result. The process is it. Doesn't really matter what happens with the end result. The process is it. And during that process, you constantly make adjustments. During that process, you're observing, you're learning. During that process, you give all of yourself to it. You give all of yourself to it, and then you see the truth. But again, these are things that I've repeated over and over and over again. I've said this many times. People want a secret. People want hope. People want something's missing. People want something else. Yeah, I understand this, but I understand that I'm the problem and the solution, but I understand purpose is my responsibility. I get it, but I understand that this is how things are, but yeah, I get it. I know everything is temporary, but it's like, yo, like these things, these... What I'm saying here is for you to truly embrace this as a way of life. So when it happens, right? When I say everything is temporary and something comes to an end, it may hit, it may sting, it may boom, it may hit you in a certain way. But then there's that realization that you're like, okay, you keep that mindset where you're like, okay, I know what's happening here. I know what's happening during this process. I am going to do what I can to shift my energy, change my state of being, change my mindset. What is, first of all, before I do any of that, I must understand this. Okay, this is why this is happening. And if you want a different result, you got to change how you approach things and how you do things. So it's first understanding why. It's understanding. Yes, I know everything is temporary, but then it's understanding why that thing came to an end. Understand what about that process that you can learn from, that you can say, okay, I get gems out of it. I get the lessons out of it. You observe it. You study it with forward energy, with forward mindset, not studying it to see why the other person was wrong and why, again, this is studying it to understand it. That's how you need to approach everything, fam, like a true professional. I look to understand, not to say good, bad, right, or wrong. I want to understand it. So these are things to think about. These are things that if you look at it, man, like what is this whole thing about anyway? What is everything about? What is life about for you? You know, there's a lot of shit going on in your life is because you put yourself in that position. A lot of you are just winging it at life itself. You're just showing up and saying, oh, okay, I'm just waiting for something to happen that's going to move me. Day by day goes by, same routine. I need to make the process pleasurable. It's just like, man, it's meaning I need to make this process. When I said I need to make this process pleasurable, I mean I need to escape my problems and then allow it to roll on to the next day and then not take action and then say tomorrow, then you die, then that opportunity closes and then you play too much games. And it's just like, man, what are you doing? To be a true professional, you need structure, you need clarity, direction, you need energy, you need endurance. You need to be curious. You need curiosity, man. Like, for real, you need to be curious. You need to look at yourself and say, okay, let me create order here. Let me have order, structure, right? Let me put things in order, in place, okay? Make sure my mind is right. Like, go back and listen to the All Moves Day. It's a very valuable episode. I got so much great feedback from that. The All Moves Day, choosing a day where you're like, okay, I'm going to handle all the things that I was supposed to do a long time ago and never did. Or some of the things that are open tabs in your mind that are consuming you, you want to close those tabs to create space. The All Moves Day, go listen to that episode. Very valuable. For those of you who have done it, like I've gotten, you know, so many people, the feedback has been amazing. Like, yo, I got more clarity. And I've had people tell me, you know, just how much they appreciate something like that, right? Because it's easy to allow things to roll on to the next day. But why? Like, what is it, man? This is one life, man. This is one life. Seriously, fam, this is one life. Is you wake up upset that you have to work, and I wake up excited because I get to work. You feel me? Like, I'm able to walk. I'm able to run. I'm able to fight. I'm able to think. I'm able to see. I'm able to breathe. I'm able to do these things, man. Like, you think it's all simple stuff, but it's all, you have to have perspective. Look around. There's people who are walking around with no eyes. As people are walking around, literally not at their 100% health-wise. They're not 100%. There's people walking around financially. They're not doing so well. There's people walking around. Like, there needs to be perspective, man. And I wake up and I never lose that mindset. I never lose that perspective. It's like, wow, I get to wake up every day. First of all, I could wake up at any time I want to wake up. If I want to do the podcast at 3 a.m., which is right now, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. If I want to do a podcast at 3 a.m., I'm going to do a podcast at 3 a.m. because I'm inspired to do it. If I want to wake up tomorrow at 10 a.m., at 11 a.m., if at 1 p.m., if I want to wake up at 5 p.m., I want to sleep all day and take the whole day off, I can. This is the beautiful thing about living life on your own terms, right? It's like, the beauty of that, creating that for yourself, it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. It's something where you're like, okay, I'm in control, right? I'm in control of my own existence. Now, I'm not in control of what happens to me, but I'm in control of how I choose to react and respond to what happens to me. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, yeah, you know, grateful. The fact that you're listening to this, there's gratitude in that because there's a million podcasts out there. There's a million people with a podcast that have zero listeners. No one listens to their content because it's bad. It sucks, right? But the fact that you're listening to this and you're like, man, this is changing my life. And that's the feedback you're saying. This is changing my life. This is making me feel great. This is opening new things in my mind. It's changing my mentality. It's like, this is it, fam. This is it. It's the fact that you see me as your source of inspiration of some kind, your source of energy, your source of education, your source of motivation. Whatever it is you see this as, right? Something that you use, you borrow that energy that I'm giving out to the world. It's like, yeah, I love that because I gain energy from that. It doesn't drain me. Giving energy gives me more energy. I'm going to give energy. And then I see that light, that aha moment, that feeling you get, that goosebumps. The fact that I'm part of your day right now gives me energy. And the beautiful thing about it is as I record this, I'm out living my life. I'm doing something, right? You're listening to this right now. You listen to my voice right now. And this is something you can replay over and over and over again. And I'm out right now, probably either riding my bike, on a client call, recording a video, writing an email, probably fighting right now, probably in boxing, probably driving, probably sleeping, whatever it is, right? But you're listening to this right now. And I'm grateful for that. The little things, man. Gratitude is so powerful. Practice that, fam. Be grateful, man. Be grateful. You know, pick up that phone and call somebody you love, or send a voice message to somebody you love and be like, yo, I love you, yo. Send a text message. Hey, I haven't spoken to you in a while, but just want to let you know I love you and I appreciate you. Gratitude, man. Gratitude, because that same person that then is no longer around is like, oh, man, like, I didn't text them. I haven't spoken to them in a while. They were such a great person, but you didn't even talk to them when they were alive, right? So day by day goes by, man. You know, for me, it's like if I'm thinking about somebody or I'm thinking about something, and I don't do this often, and I'm even working on this, is like I look to, hey, you know, reach out. Just say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Just want to let you know you're on my mind and I appreciate you. And that's it. You know, whether it's your family, whether it's a close one, a loved one, or anybody who's close to you, it's like, again, for me, I'm still working on that. But these are things to be able to keep this in mind, right? With so much going on, and I get it, there's a lot going on. The last thing on your mind is, you know, sending a gratitude text, right? Because we take it for granted. We take it like it's going to be there. I'll do it tomorrow. Versus like 2 seconds, taking 2 seconds of your time. Yo, just giving you that head nod. That's it, you know? That's it. Just yo, you good? That's it. Which can be very valuable to people, man. Because people are going through a lot. People are going through a lot, fam. People are going through so much. You know, the stress of the world, it's like just everything. Right now, you know, being at Fort Lauderdale, it's flooded. There's somebody who's literally their car is underwater, right? They're stuck on the water or something, or their house got flooded or something, and something happened, right? It's unfortunate. And then there's you where you're probably cozy right now. You know, cozy in your bed, or you're listening to this and you're walking around and there's no floods. You know, you're not experiencing any of that stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of things to be grateful for. Keeping this in mind at all times. You don't get pissed off on the little things. You don't get upset about the dumbest things ever. You don't care about other people's opinions outside of what the person you see in the mirror says. This is the mindset of a true professional, right? It's like, man, I'm solid with myself. I'm good. I'm solid with myself. I'm able to see the problems. I'm able to address the problems. I'm able to adapt and adjust. That's the ability that I have. I'm able to see the problems in my life and not allow it to roll on to the next day. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're focused on that, you don't care about what people think. You know, when you know that most people just are trolling, when you know that most people just want to stay in the same place, most people have no intention to change. Even as I record this, right, I'm saying a lot on this episode. I'm giving all of myself on this episode. Yet there's gonna be people, and hopefully it's not you. There's going to be people who are just going to be like, yeah, okay, cool. That's it. And go back to their life, you know. Listen with a mind that's very conditioned and closed. And it's like, yeah, but there's always a yeah, but, you know, there was an offensive line. And then they get consumed with that. And then they can consume with other things. And it's just like, man, this is your life. This is your life. You know, taking total responsibility. Taking ownership and control. Not caring about people's opinions. Taking care of your health. Taking care of your finances. Taking care of your family. Taking care of your relationships. Taking care of everything, man. It's just... this is what it's all about. Understanding these things. Taking care of people around you. Providing value. This is all of it combined is what it means to be a true professional. So I'll leave you guys with that, fam. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll catch you guys next time. Take care, fam. Peace. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.